the UK position is, the EU said, well, maybe we should talk about a UK wide system here. Yeah, maybe that's doable, but we don't believe we do it in 18 months between Brexit actually happening in March 2019 and the implementation that Hotel California departure during the end of 2020. So what the UK is saying, okay, is we'll consider this. We think it's a great idea to weigh right out of this whole farrago. Give us a bit more time to do it, and maybe we can.
Have you noticed the...
Could I just say, sorry, that this is where it gets... Even,
you want to go first, Chris? I was just going to say, just picking up on something, Laura, that you were saying there, and something that popped up in an email that we got hold of that was sent out by Downing Street and the Conservative MPs today. It was the heavy use of the passive voice. So in this email, which is similar to the language that you were quoting the Prime Minister as using, in this email talks about a further idea which has emerged without quite pinning where it had come from.
Yeah, it's a bit like the two glasses of wine that had just appeared in front of us. Not our Christmas, we're kind of in the middle of it.
Yeah. Yeah. Reminder, there was nothing to do with us.
Yeah.
The idea of it popped up quite a long time ago.
I think what makes this even more Casper is being fit with a metaphor. We don't have any Beatles in there.
And that's because in Casper, you often have like this idea that you have to be somewhere for a certain time, but you end up down long corridors and official buildings and lots of doors, and you don't know which door, and it's
all like a summit. It's like a summit, it's like the Brexit process, but also when it comes to this idea of extending the transitional slash implementation period, I feel we're down that long corridor. Because does it actually solve Ireland?
No.
So the EU, is it really to extend transitions?
Yeah, because we're going to pay more money to the EU budget.